we're back here on the air, which has become a catchy title and is apparently going to stick now.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I dreamed that up one night. Wednesday, July the 1st, 2020.
And you don't even have a dog.
No, no. You know, it was really last minute. Because everybody knows this was the Charlie Evers spot, and we did Charlie's show. And then Charlie was only on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, you know, I had like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday before I had to think about, you know, what we were going to do. Because you certainly couldn't play the Charlie Evers theme song anymore to do this show.
Right.
So I thought, well, gosh, not only do we have to change the theme song, but we have to change the title. And the only thing I knew about the theme song was I wanted an instrumental because... Mm-hmm. They're easier to come in on and, and that sort of thing. And we don't, it doesn't say anything about the show.
And you like the way I whistled.
And I like the way you whistled. So we got that done. And then I did rack my brain for about 10 minutes thinking, well, what are we going to call it? Because I didn't want to call it something, I didn't want to do like morning because sometimes it'll repeat at night.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do night because it plays in the morning. And I didn't want it to be newsy because it's not really newsy. And then I thought, well, what are we doing? Well, we're on the air.
Yeah.
And there it is.
I love it. I love it. Do you ever get people calling in when you're doing a show? You do a show alone on Friday, don't you?
This show, yeah.
You do all the morning shows alone.
I do all, yeah.
Yeah. Do you get people calling in saying, I wish you'd have this person on or I wish you'd talk about this?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Well, we had that nice lady in today, Judy, and she was giving us some good hints. And
a devoted listener.
Yeah. I would like to, encourage people. They can write to us. I forget what our address is.
WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302.
And that's where they can send Swap Shop stuff to as well. And we had three calls this week. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to a few more. But I'm going to be talking on my show today, Progressive Life, that our COVID-19 numbers are going back up again. So I hope we're not doing that. Because
I just hope we're not going to do... I mean, I'm okay with it being in the news, and I'm okay with us... I've talked about the spikes in the numbers, and they are. And I'm a little apprehensive about the nursing homes opening up on July the 20th. But... I hope it doesn't become what it was in March, because I think it scared people to death.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was good.
Well, it might have been better if we'd scared them even more so that they wouldn't. People are being obnoxious about this mask thing, like it's a political thing. Who cares? Wear the darn mask. And because you're not saving yourself, you're saving the person that you're talking to. As much.
If it works. I don't know, though. You know, there is a lot of question about these masks right now.
Well, not with the CDC and not with Dr. Fauci and not with most of the people that know.
Well, I don't know. You know, they seem to change their mind a lot.
Well, Dr. Fauci hasn't. I think he's become my go-to guy on this. A man that's not afraid of getting tweeted at from the president. He's got my attention, and he isn't afraid of being tweeted at by the Democrats either. He seems to tell it the way he sees, and he is a very well-respected doctor, so I'm going to stick with him, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think he certainly knows what he's doing, but wasn't he one in the beginning who said the masks won't help you when everybody...
No, he did mention that it's an outgoing thing, not an incoming thing. And now they've found that it actually helps the person that's wearing it as well. Not as much as the person that you're talking to, but it does help a little.
I just hope people make smart decisions, period.
Yeah.
You know the dangers. We don't have to scare you to death on the news anymore.
Unfortunately, we do.
Do we, though?
I think
people, you know, I think people still make the decisions they want to anyway.
Well, we could, yeah. The thing that made me believe that is that spring break and hundreds of thousands of kids lining up shoulder to shoulder, they obviously didn't care. Or they didn't think it was going to hit them. Of course, I remember being a young kid. I didn't think anything bad was ever going to happen to me.
Well, I just think you go down Route 95 right now in Marion. You see the difference.
Oh, yeah. But it is getting... There are getting to be more I use, and I'm not getting paid by Applebee's, but I watch Applebee's, and if Applebee's is full, good for them. But it's been fairly sparse, but now it's starting to pick back up again.
Well, and you just go to the stores, go to the hours are starting to go back to be regular hours.
But I can find hours that I do find hours. Like I will go to the grocery today, and I don't like the idea of going on the first of the month, but I will go to the grocery about 1:15 on a weekday, and that seems to be the lowest number of people. Now, you have told me when to go over to Kroger's, and I've gone there at, I think it was 3:30 or something like that, and that seems to be pretty low.
Yeah, that's a dead time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, you know, we know it now. We've got ourselves where we need to be. Make smart decisions and go forth.
I wish we made the smart decisions. I think that's why we have to talk about it. But I hate seeing young kids starting to die.
Oh, I don't want to see anybody die. I just don't know that people are going to make the decisions they're going to make. You can't force people. Clearly, we're not going to shut the government down again. We're still opening things as fast as we can.
Yeah, I think we are starting to close them back down again.
I think certain states have done that, but yeah. It's not as drastic as it was back in March.
You know what annoys me is, and I guess we weren't planning on getting political on this, but what annoys me is, and I'm a liberal, as everybody knows, it annoys me that they talk about Texas going up, Arizona zooming.
Alabama,
but they don't mention California in that same breath. But California is zooming too, and they have a very aggressive government, a very progressive, aggressive government. So I don't know why they're going up, but my liberal press seems to be avoiding saying anything about that. I don't know why.
Oh well, that's not good.
No,
see, I watch the real news, so they
okay.
California.
So you watch CNN.
You know, here's the thing, though. Everybody thinks CNN's liberal, and I don't think CNN is liberal.
I don't think it is either.
I think CNN is very down the middle. I think it ticks off both sides.
MSNBC would be the liberal side of CNN. NPR is also not liberal, but a lot of people think it is because they're hated by the Republican Party. I don't know why they want to do it.
All I know is to this day, and it fascinates me, is that you have these three news channels. You have Fox News and CNN and MSNBC. And by and large, the ratings go Fox News, MSNBC, CNN's always at the bottom. But when there's a school shooting, when there's a mass shooting, when there's a hurricane, when there's anything that is affecting the whole country, everybody tunes in CNN.
Well, CNN is, in my opinion, CNN gives you the facts, and they don't play it up. MSNBC likes to play it up, and Fox, in my opinion, doesn't have any facts. So,
but it's always interesting to me, if you look at the ratings, CNN loves a good natural disaster.
Yeah.
Because their ratings always zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, they start quadrupling what other stations are having.
Did you get tired? I what's his name? Carnacki on MSNBC, I think it is. He's the guy that does the electoral stuff, voting and so forth. I got so tired of CNN going to him, to the big board, and they must have done it 1,000
MSNBC
times.
Not CNN, right?
Oh, what did I say?
You said CNN.
I'm sorry, MSNBC. Yeah, I get so tired of that. And you and I know that we love election night because
it's great.
Fun to do.
And I'll be here.
Yeah, me too.
Election,
if you let me.
And think about this. That night we will be electing a president.
Yes.
Either Trump to term number two or
right.
Biden to term number one.
Yeah.
And in the midst of our local election coverage, which I think we have a county commissioner, we have a sheriff race, we have a, what else do we have? We have auditor. There are some things up this year. And
yeah.
Isn't
our senator up this year?
Congressman I know is.
Yeah.
But there'll be a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot going on. It's not city, which is great. So it means it's, but this whole presidential thing will be great because you do cover that because it impacts everybody and it's going to be fun.
This may be, and I've been through presidential campaigns since Truman, actually I don't remember Truman. I did help campaign for Ike Eisenhower, but I've been through enough of these. I really think this election night will probably be the most exciting we've ever had.
Now, see, lifetime. I hasten to say that because I've covered a few. I covered Bush Kerry. I covered Obama McCain. I covered Obama Romney. I covered Hillary Trump.
And you actually got to go to the convention. Yeah.
To me, right now we're in July. This is not Hillary Trump. It's just not.
But it is going to be interesting because there are so many senators that are up for election, and if the Republican senators lose, it will be it'll be interesting. I had somebody agree with me last night on the Talking Heads. I've been saying a long time that I don't fear President Trump winning again as much as I fear the 79 days between when he loses and the new person takes over, if that happens. Because I think there will be a lot of bad stuff happening as he leaves, if he leaves.
If he leaves. Yeah. And that's the fun of it. You don't know.
The fun of it.
You don't know.
It scares me.
No, I like it. I love that we don't know.
Well, here we go.
Well, here's probably somebody who loves you, Glenn.
He probably hates me.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just listening. He said that he thought Fox skewed the truth and CNN told the facts. And I listened to both of them, and I find that CNN is more of an opinion than the facts.
Okay.
Case in point, the couple recently that had demonstrators or
waved their guns at them. Yeah,
peaceful protesters broke down the gates, were armed, and threatened to kill the couple and their dogs and burn their house down. And CNN just basically, it was right wingers pull guns on peaceful protesters, while Fox, gave the police chief's rendition, which said, you know, they actually broke down gates, were armed, and the couple was protecting themselves under the law of the state. So, you know, which one was skewed as an opinion? It was, I think, from my viewpoint, because I listen to both stations, and a lot of times CNN doesn't even report things that doesn't follow their agenda.
Now,
so,
who
I think you have to measure one against the other and to say, you know, both of them use a lot of opinions, but to say that Fox doesn't use the facts, I don't think is fair.
Who on CNN said that?
Yeah, I didn't hear any of what you just said.
I'm interested. Who? Because what?
I was talking about the CNN website. So it was. I don't know who wrote it, but that was what was on their website.
Well,
they said that, you know, they even reported that the gate was open, while pictures showed that the gate had been broke down.
Well, see, it's interesting to me, because to be honest with you, I have seen this story, and my opinion on this story about these, you know, two with the guns, I'm not sure why that's a national story. I'm not sure why anybody's reporting on that. It's kind of weird to me. I think that's being used by both political parties for leverage. That should not be a story. Nobody got killed. It should have been, was this gun registered to this doctor? If it was, he probably shouldn't have been waving it.
He wasn't a doctor. They were both lawyers.
Oh, lawyers, excuse me. But, you know, why did he have it out there? Should it have been out there?
Well, he had it out there because they had guns and they had threatened to murder him and his wife. So they went in and got arms to
hold on, hold on.
Them.
Wait, we got a break for a minute. Stay there, because this is a good conversation to have. We're going to come back here in exactly 1 minute and finish this conversation, because it's worth having.
Okay. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, back with you here on July the 1st, talking about a story and talking about news channels. And this is why we have these conversations on this station, because you know, sometimes the news channels are skewed, and we want to get the truth out, so we're going to do that with the caller we have. Now, caller, you say that, what was the story with the lawyers who had the big gun?
Well, the actual, if you look at what the police chief said, that protesters had broke down, it was a private gated community, and private property and private road. And the protesters broke down the gate and entered the property, and this couple was having lunch in the back of their house, heard commotion come out front, and the protesters threatened to kill them, burn their house down, and kill their dog. And so they went in and armed themselves and came out and to protect themselves and the property. And there's, I guess, you know, they're being sued by some people for intimidation, but the law says, you know, in their state they have a what they call a stand your ground law, and they had every right to do what they did. They were both lawyers, so they knew the law. And the protesters also had guns. That's why they went and got guns. So.
I'm trying
CNN
to.
And CNN and Fox both gave kind of different twists on the story. Now, to CNN, what I read was the printed online versions, and basically it was skewed by the headlines. Now, on CNN, if you read down four or five paragraphs, it did say what the police chief said, but you had to read down a long ways to get to it. A lot of people, all they read is the headlines and maybe the first few lines, and they form an opinion, which, you know, that's just the way it is. That's the way the media is. So,
I think in a lot of ways that's true, but I also think that unfortunately what happens, like I say, I don't even understand why that's a national story. If that indeed is the story, and I haven't followed it as closely as other people have, if that's the story, why, first of all, were people protesting this lawyer? What did they do?
Well, they weren't protesting the lawyer. They were on their way to the mayor's house for asking the mayor to resign. So, but they were in an area that was private property. So they were crossing the road in front of this lawyer's house.
So the lawyer came out with the gun for what?
Yeah, after they had been threatened with their lives.
Now, why were they threatening their lives?
Well, you'd have to ask the protesters that.
No, I mean, I assume that somebody has talked to the doctor or the police chief. I mean, what was the reason?
Lawyer.
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, I said doctor again, yeah. The lawyer or the police chief, somebody would have asked them why they were angry with them.
Well, I think you would be angry if somebody threatened your life.
I'm saying,
to burn your house down.
Right.
I think you have the right to get out and protect yourself.
Right, but I'm confused on how it got to that point.
Yeah.
Why did they threaten to burn their house down?
Because they told them to. They weren't. They told them to get out. They were in private property.
I'm going to have to go back and look a lot of. While you've been talking, I've been looking up all the different stories, and a lot of what you.
CNN said the gate was open. Fox posted pictures of the gate that was broke down. It was actually broke down.
Well, and they also, and some people construe that it was broken down before. You can believe what you want to believe.
Well,
I'm just going by what the lawyer said.
Right, but here's what I don't understand, though.
That was the commotion that brought them out front.
Well, here's what I don't understand, though. You know, clearly, for people who are believing in the right way, right-wing thinking, the story is, you know, these awful, awful protesters were threatening to hurt these innocent people, and they were on their private property, and that's how the Republican right wing is handling this, and the liberal Democrat left wing is saying these protesters are awful, are these crazy right wing nuts with guns are out there trying to kill these nice peaceful protesters, and I don't even know why it's a story. I keep calling this guy a doctor. I don't even know why is that a national story?
On private property, so that was illegal to start with. Number two, they weren't even supposed to be there, so they were trespassing. So to say that they were peaceful protesters is a skewing of the facts.
Right, but I guess what I don't understand is, you know, there is a lot of news every day that is national. There's a presidential campaign going on. There's a pandemic going on with numbers on the rise.
They dissect every word everybody says and makes a story out of it.
Right.
So,
but I just don't even get why that ever became a national story. I don't even know what's the point.
I don't know, but CNN and Fox both reported it along with every other news media, so
Right, and I think it's for what you just said. I think they used it in their own way, whatever best fit their narrative is how they used it, and but to me, that is so far off the beaten path, because I'm not even sure what it's trying to say. Because thank goodness nobody got hurt, nobody got killed, nobody got shot, nobody got murdered. So good. So I'm not even sure what... a scuttle... You know what that story is to me? A terrible situation got diverted. Thank goodness.
I think we ought to do away with guns in public, quite frankly. When I was growing up, if you carried a gun out in public, it had better be in the back of your pickup truck, and it better be hung up, and you better not be carrying it. And I really believe this open carry and the concealed carry are just causing these problems to go crazy. And I think that's what caused this to go crazy. People saw two people pointing guns at people that they couldn't see what the... I didn't see any guns in the... stuff that I was watching, and they're pointing guns at him, which is assault. And I read the law on it after this happened.
Well, if you read the Illinois law, you know.
Well, no, it's not in Illinois. It's in Missouri.
Well, they have stand your ground law, which allows them to do what they did. They have.
Well, I think that's a stupid law too.
I'm sure those two lawyers know what their rights are.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with what you said.
and that's what I'm saying. Don't let the facts get in the way.
Well, I'm trying to make sure the facts are there, and I could not see in all the different texts that I just went through, trying to find out why they thought that the protesters were. Being aggressive with guns.
Said that they didn't go get their guns until they saw the protesters armed.
Well, I couldn't find that in any of the articles. I'm going to look it back up.
if you watch the video of the lawyer getting interviewed, I don't know why he would think he would need to lie about that.
Okay.
Is this the lawyer for the lawyer, or is it the lawyer?
It's the lawyer. He got interviewed.
Now, I have no dog in this fight, to be honest with you, but my guess is the reason he might have a reason to lie is because he might have broken the law.
Yeah.
Oh, lawyer's going to break the law and then lie about it.
Lawyers break the law all the time.
I think there's a lot of lawyers in prison.
Yeah, there are.
So, okay. Well, then let's say the gate was open. We'll just follow you, and the protesters were peaceful. They were still trespassing.
They were walking on an open street. They didn't go into his property.
That street was private. They had no business being there.
Okay, well, that would not be right, but that's not a huge problem. I mean, people walk on
I agree with the caller. You cannot... trespass on people's. I did a whole thing on Dr. Atkin. I thought that those protesters going in her neighborhood and protesting her with her kids being in there.
That's bad.
They're wrong. Yeah. And I don't think these lawyers should have had to have had this. I'm not sure why they. I just don't know the situation well enough to express my opinion as well as I should. But I will say this, is that, you know, it sounds to me like what happened is that the protesters were going to the mayor's house. This lawyer lived in the mayor's neighborhood, and they got up on this guy's yard, which is private property. And you're right, you should not have been on his yard, but I think, I mean, calling the police probably would have gotten them off his yard.
No, they called the police and nobody came.
Well, what's wrong with the police then?
Yeah,
well,
that's a good question.
That's what's wrong with the police is they have a mayor that's kowtowing to the demonstrators.
So
you know, the police in Minneapolis, the police in Seattle, they've all been told to stand down. So they're not going to confront these protesters.
Well, I just know I don't want anybody shot. And if they did, but you know what? I do think people's tempers are very high right now. You know, it always takes me back to Kent State. And Kent State, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, was not political, really. I think it just got out of hand. And that's what I'm afraid is going on right now in this country, is we're getting out of hand in that people's tempers are such at a boiling point that people aren't thinking logically. You know, if somebody, my yard is private property. If somebody got on my yard at this point in life where we are, I probably would not run out and try to handle it myself because I know that people's nerves are shot, especially protesters. Kind of like the COVID thing. You know, normally, if somebody was coughing and hacking and making a scene, I would probably just throw them out myself. Now, today, I wouldn't do that. Because I'd be worried about catching the disease.
Yeah.
Well, the point of my call was how one side, and it goes both ways, but how stories that have facts get skewed to fit your agenda.
Oh, and you're absolutely right about
that's
that.
Absolutely. Like, true.
Apparently, Glenn thinks every line and the protesters had every right, and they were peaceful and whatever, and.
I've been
Everybody
trying to find body. That they were walking on those people's property. I can't find it, except they are walking on a street. Now I have to find out if that street was
their
street.
The street was also private.
Yeah.
They had no business being there.
Well, you're right. Well, you know, if it's private and that's in the law and private, they shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
It was posted on the gate, private property, private street, no trespassing. They tore all that down.
If they did, and I'm literally saying that because I don't know. I really don't know. If they did, absolutely wrong. And why the police are standing down when that... I can see why the police might be standing down at protests. I get that. But why they would... Like, if somebody robs a convenience store, are they going to go do that? Are they going to take care of that now? Because this would, to me, would be a law that has nothing to do with protesting. This is a private property law.
Yeah,
I don't know. They had in that Chop or Chaz area, they had murders, and the protesters would not let the police in.
Well, you can't do that. That's obstruction of justice.
Well,
you can't. You should be arrested for that.
Yeah.
Protester or not, you should be arrested.
It's just, The police, my opinion, police are being unfairly vilified. It's a shame.
Well, you know what? Here's what I thank you for calling in, and we're about to go to a break, but I thank you for sharing your opinion because that's important.
Really?
That's important.
We need to talk about it.
We do. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And you know what? We're going to come back in 60 seconds. If you want to call in, call in.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say. You know, and this is a really decent topic, and I don't like to talk politics a whole lot, and I don't like to get it. But what I do like to talk the news. And if people have an opinion on... is news bias? Because I will say this, and I've said this, and I remember having a conversation with Gary Burbank not too long ago, and I said, Gary, has anybody ever come to you and said, push a political agenda? No. And I've never met a news person where that happened. And I've never had that happen. Nobody's ever said, push this political candidate, push this news story.
I have had it.
Really?
When I was much younger, I worked at a radio station, and the guy that owned the building the radio station was in didn't like the politics that our news director was putting on. And it really wasn't politics. He was just stating facts, but they didn't want to have the facts on. And so he came and said he was going to close the radio station down if we kept talking about this particular thing that went on.
So, but he wasn't asking you to push an agenda. He was asking you to hide something.
Hide something, yeah.
But you know what?
Same
now
thing.
That's different. That's different because,
not very
you know,
much.
Well, I'll tell you where it's different.
Okay.
And now, I have worked at stations where if a sponsor sponsored that station and let's say they found a rat in a box of the pancake mix that station was getting money from, they would tell you not to talk about that.
Well, is that not...
No, that's not telling you to push an agenda. That's just telling you...
Facts.
That's more financial, though. That's not political.
Okay. All right. Well, this was more financial, but it happened to be a political... I'll just touch on it. It had to do with a sheriff that this man that owned the building really liked, and we were making it very clear that he was taking bribes. And eventually, he got put in prison, so we were right. But
he went up the creek.
Yeah, he went up the creek.
But
I like hearing this gentleman because it makes me think more, makes me look up more. And I did. And I'm going to look deeper into this. But, you know, quite often when I will point out to somebody that Snopes or Fact Finder or something like that says you're absolutely wrong, why did you put that on Facebook? Then the person almost automatically gets back to me and says, well, Snopes has a Democratic agenda, or Fact Finder has a Democratic agenda.
And this is why I don't like to talk politics.
Yeah.
There is no definitive answer.
No, and
there
you're
is
never
no
going
right
to be right.
Right.
Yeah. No, I love I really do like the fact that the gentleman called in because it makes me think more. It makes me work harder at looking at the facts. And I may be wrong, and I guarantee that gentleman, I'm going to go look it all up. And if I find out that he was spouting off facts that were incorrect, I might even mention it in my show later. But,
well, we need to report the... I'm going to try to... I haven't even followed this story. I just saw the picture. Because you can't avoid the picture. It's everywhere.
No, you can't.
But I'm going to read this story because I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
And I will tell you tomorrow morning what happened.
Okay, I like it.
Well, because that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a unbiased radio station.
Right.
Now, call us biased all you want, but we're not.
Well, I am. And everybody knows that I am because my show is called A Progressive Life. Because we don't do very much politics on this show, on the air, I don't get in trouble for it, but I'm in trouble now.
Was it?
Was what?
Is trouble coming?
Oh, no. I think this gentleman truly believes that I'm wrong, and that's fine. That's why we are in the United States of America, so that we can say things like that. However, the people that tell me that Snopes is wrong because it doesn't agree with him, I'm pretty sure Snopes facts checks a heck of a lot better than most people. So
I here's the thing. I don't know why if you're a protester, you're going in people's lawns.
I don't know why
you're going to the mayor's place if he supports you. I don't know why the police would be standing down.
Why does the mayor live in a gated area? That's something that always bothers me.
I just
me.
Have questions. I don't have any answers. I just have questions. Why are you going after a mayor who supports you? Why are the police standing down? Why are protesters, if they indeed were on a private property?
And are the police standing down?
Well, why are you on somebody's property?
Yes.
Why would your first reaction be to bring a machine gun outside? I don't know any of these questions.
It wasn't a machine gun.
What was it?
It was just
a big gun.
AR-15, which... is not a machine gun. You have to pull the trigger.
What is the difference?
A machine gun, you pull the trigger and it fires off random complete number of bullets. Whereas semi-automatic, you pull the trigger and each one shoots. Now, when I fired the M16 when I was in the Army, you could pull it and it would fire off like a machine gun.
Go ahead, caller.
On what you're talking about, I've seen it too. And they were going to the mayor's place, but the mayor didn't even live in that area.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So
yes.
they were up in the lawyer's yard?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't show them in the yard on any of the on the ones I looked at.
Well, they were in front of them, right?
They were in front of it, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I appreciate that because, we try to figure out the facts here. Yep. Thank you.
I know. But I've been scared, too, if they came up,
Oh, yeah, I think so. Have you heard about the
police? I don't have a gun, but I've been scared.
But have you heard about the police? Why are the police standing down?
I don't know.
And
I
are
don't
they?
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get to it.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
And again, if you have an opinion or any help with this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
This is exactly why we should talk about these things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are this hour. That's fine. But I don't know.
Daylight is a good disinfectant for lies.
I think so.
Yeah.
I just... It's to me, it's, I don't know. The whole thing to me is a little strange because
we got him befuddled.
Well, I don't understand why, if you're a protester, why do protesters feel the need? And you're allowed to, if it's not private property, why do protesters feel the need to go to people's houses? I'm fine if you're in the public square. I'm fine if you are at, City Hall. I'm fine if you're at a monument. I'm okay with all that. But why do you want to go to somebody's neighborhood? I don't understand. That's intimidating. And these callers are exactly right. Mm-hmm. If somebody didn't like me, if somebody didn't like something I said on the air, I'm perfectly fine with you coming and protesting at the radio station. Mm-hmm. Because I come in and out of here, and that's what you're really mad about. Is I had the right to say this on the air. If you come stand in front of my house, you're trying to intimidate me.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to do.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And if this is, in fact, the way things were done, then they should be ashamed of themselves. The two protests that I've been involved this year were at City Hall. And if somebody said to me, okay, let's all go to Jimmy Jordan's house and protest and stand on his yard forever, I'm not sure I'd ever agree to do that, even though I don't like what Jimmy's doing. But I'm never going to go to somebody's house and bother them, because you're not just bothering them then. You're bothering the wife. You're bothering the kids. Yeah.
And their neighbors.
Yeah.
Who are perfectly, they're not involved. You don't pick who you live next door to. Do you know how,
you do.
Let's take this into, let's look at this really perspectively. Okay. I don't know who my neighbors are really. They could be doing awful things. I wouldn't know. I'm not in their house.
I do know my neighbors, but you come from an area that is more generalized. I come from an area where everybody knows their next door neighbor.
Well, I know them, but I'm saying I don't know what they do.
Oh.
I don't know what their beliefs are. Okay, so there you go. So it would annoy me if I could not get out of the garage one day because 18 people showed up. Why are you on my lawn? Yeah, I didn't do it.
I don't understand that, but we do have the right to assemble as long as you're out in public area domain. And you can assemble on that little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street because that's owned by the city. But it's not nice. why do it? That is, like you said, that's just done to intimidate. And that's not what protesting is all about, as far as I'm concerned. Protesting is about making your point heard, not intimidating anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. If this gentleman called in, if I wanted to intimidate him and go and get a group of people standing on his front walk, I would shame myself forever. I think that's wrong.
Yeah. So you know what? If that did, but you know, I don't know that the best idea was to bring a gun out.
No, I think that was a stupid idea.
But I'm also, I got to know if the police were standing down, because I guess maybe you would do that if the police are standing down.
And
we should not be vilifying police officers, first of all. I know a lot of police officers, so does everybody else. They're hardworking, good people. But
not all of them.
And I don't think I said all of them.
No.
I just said I know some.
You said they are.
They are.
That means
I think
all
they
of
are.
Them.
What, does it?
Yeah, I think so, but go ahead.
No, because I was about to amend it and say, but I have seen police officers in other states do some awful stuff as of late.
Probably even in this state, but we don't, fortunately, don't see a lot of it. Let's hope we don't see a lot of it. Anyway, the bringing the guns out was, I think, the problem. Not only did they bring the guns out, but they looked stupid the way they were holding the guns. Like I said, I was in the military. I learned how to hold an M16. He didn't hold it very well, but she really didn't hold it very well. She looked like that movie where what is it? The guys are fighting off all the aliens from the other worlds. Black on Black or something. Well, no, that's not right. But anyway, she looked like she was holding the little cricket gun that he had. And I can't remember the name of the movie. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. Never mind.
I don't know. I just think that... but you know what? I guess they have a right to do it. So, you know, protesters have a right to protest. And
well, they don't have a right to go onto private property. The caller was
the right. Protesters don't. You're right. But I'm saying they have a right if they're concealed carry or they just have a permit or whatever. They're on their own private property, they're allowed to take that out. Which I think is what they did, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And in the state of Missouri, they're allowed to do that.
So there you
but
go.
But if you point a gun in the state of Missouri at somebody with what is it? There are terms. Aggressively, but that's not the term. But if you point a gun aggressively at somebody, that's called assault in the state of Missouri. And I looked up the law. When I saw that, because I wanted to know that whether they were breaking the rule, and they were, but they do have open carry, so they can take it outside and walk around with them.
So I guess thank God nobody got shot.
Yes,
and let's move on.
See, that's my problem with this open carry thing. We're eventually going to have a range war where some guy is going to carry a gun, like we had a gun carried to the protest, the Black Matters protest down on at the city hall, and some guy decided he was going to bring his AR-15 there, and then somebody from the other side also decided they were going to bring a gun. So there were two guns there, one on each side, and the problem is somebody's going to come to one of those and get mad and shoot somebody, and then we're going to have a range war going on because we allow people to carry guns, especially loaded guns, in the public. And in the state of Ohio, I believe you can carry carry a concealed weapon into a bar. Now, that's got to be the stupidest law ever created.
Well, I don't know.
I know when I go into bars, I am totally sober and clear-minded all the time. But I'm afraid of those that aren't.
So what's coming up on the next hour of programming here?
We're going to talk about the things in the news, believe it or not. And we're going to go over, just what happened in the news. I'm not going to get terribly political, but there are some things I will be political about.
And I'm done.
Okay.
And you're on.
Oh, my goodness. It's 12.
In 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
It's never easy. you know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, I get, you know, Colin Powell said it best to me, when the train gets to the last stop, you get off, and nothing is forever. I'd never owned the camera. I was an employee of Time Warner. They were very good to me. I was very good for them. It wasn't a divorce per se. It was a long, happy marriage. That.
And legendary dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thompson.
He won't call on me at news conferences. I was in his face. I had my hand up and so